clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis, and I am here with two new buds. Oh, an old bud and a new bud.
Yeah.
I'm here with Corey, who is my co-host today.
What's up, everyone?
Corey with Classic Concentrates. So glad to see you, and thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be back.
Thank you, thank you. And then I have Sean Lerma. And Sean is our special guest today, and he's with Operation Compassionate Care, and this is something that we're doing for the veterans. So, you know, stay tuned. John's going to talk about it and what they're doing and how they're helping them. But first, I hope everybody had a happy 4th of July. Obviously, we're fine. We didn't kill ourselves with fireworks.
No, we made it.
What about you?
No, we had some fun with some fireworks, definitely, but made it through the event for sure. Nice.
Sean, what did you do?
I relaxed with the family and lit off some fireworks. Also, a little bit of swimming. Yesterday was a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I kind of relaxed by myself, which is that was my choice. And I loved it. It was so peaceful because I've had a lot of company and craziness, and I just needed a day for myself. And I watched the fireworks on TV, and I was very disappointed. Macy's suck. Your fireworks suck. I am so disappointed. And then I figured, okay, I'm going to Washington, D.C. to look at theirs. Theirs were slightly less sucky, but only a notch above Macy's, which really sucked.
Wow. I wonder why that is. I mean, you know, the local fireworks were a little bit toned down this year, I felt like.
Well, it was just the puffs of colors. There was no designs. I mean, East Coast fireworks are incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a company called the Zambellis that did it for years. I don't know if they're still doing it, but they were incredible. But it was themes and designs and characters. Here, it was just like
cracks,
big
almost.
Fucking balls of
boom,
sparkle.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. It was just...
So, as an adult,
kind of getting cheaper with
it. I hated it. I mean, I was very, very disappointed. So, I'm glad that I didn't go to see any fireworks. I'm sure everybody saw the picture of the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, sunbathing on his private beach that was closed to everybody. And he was in a chair. I think the chair was like kind of cracked. The legs were cracked. Somebody did a sand sculpture. It was so hysterical. Bigger than life. They did a sand sculpture of Chris Christie on the beach chair just to fuck with him. He closed the beach because he was pissed. Something was going on. I don't think there were sharks or anything like that. And after the news, like, chewed him a new asshole, he opened the beach up again.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the official report was, but, you know, myself either, but I thought he was just, you know, taking advantage of the beach being closed down while it was closed down, but it seems a little bit more spiteful on his part.
Yeah, there might have been something behind it, huh?
Chris Christie's Day at the Beach. They're calling it Beachscape now. Somebody did a large sand sculpture depicting a beach-going New Jersey governor. Chris Christie emerged on the Jersey shore. Fabulous. It was him and his family. And according to the papers, he had access to the Island Beach State Park because it's the site of one of the governor's vacation homes. And he's the governor. You guys voted him in. Sorry. He told photographers on Saturday he would visit the family there regardless of the state shutdown. Okay. Let's see. I don't know. There was so much backlash. That they opened the beach.
Well, glad they opened the beach.
I mean, but first of all, it was in New Jersey. Although, I used to go to my girlfriend's house in New Jersey on Ventnor Beach, and it was gorgeous. It really, really, really was. So I love that. But anyway, did you guys see the news about Nevada?
No.
Don't you? Yeah. Wait a minute. What? You guys don't read? Do the, you? Oh, my God.
In the first part of their recreational.
Oh, my God. Yes. They, at 12:01 a.m.
Yep. July 1st.
Las Vegas became the fifth marijuana state where any one of us could go to Las Vegas, gamble, and buy pot now.
Yeah.
The lines were forever around the block. I know the prices were high, but people didn't care.
I mean, as it is in Vegas, you get the tourist fee added to everything. So there's that aspect to it, is they're going to get charged that extra rate just for it even being closer to the Strip.
When people are in Las Vegas, for some reason, they don't care about money.
Yeah, vacation.
It's vacation, and it's... they're gambling, and hey, they're going to gamble, and if they win like $50, they're going to go to the pot shop.
Maybe a little bit of liquid courage.
So I am so excited for them, because I know how bad it was for them before they opened, because they weren't getting the business, because they couldn't,
yeah,
people couldn't go. I mean,
there was a lot of limitations.
Right.
So, yeah, the ones that pulled through, you know, good on them.
Well, they made, I want to say, $5 million.
In one day?
I think so.
Wow.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, just like Chick Sikkerbloom said, nobody can regulate like they can. And it's amazing. They're going to do it right. They're going to be the role model, I believe, for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm embarrassed to say I'm from California, and we're still fucked. We still don't have anything together. They're still fighting. They're still
back and forth,
pissing around with, I mean, Corey.
Legislation on top of legislation.
What's going on?
They're.
Why? You
know, I think that they're overcomplicating it because of the other aspects of the ag industry in California and all of that is
what do you mean the agriculture industry?
Yeah.
Is it gonna impact
them a little bit? Yes.
How?
Or no?
How?
I think because certain farmers want to get in on the opportunity, but they're not going to be given the same abilities that a lot of people with a lot of money are given in hopping into this industry just on the fly, kind of. So they're really trying to fight for more rights in
what
the
rights?
Agricultural sector.
Who cares?
This.
I mean, I don't get it. What about the people that want medicine and need medicine?
As far as getting meds to the actual consumer, because there are a lot of steps that, you know, as it being a tiered licensing structured system right now, there's a lot of steps in between that they have to go to do that. So I know that there was, I'm not sure exactly what Senate bill it was.
For what?
To allow the farmers market
to sell pot.
Yeah,
they can't. They tried to do that and they closed them down. Don't you remember it in Las Vegas?
I thought they're trying to do that with new legislation in the state right now.
You know what? Do what Las Vegas did
to amend.
Who cares about all that shit? It'll happen. Las Vegas is going to have indoor farmers markets. They're going to surpass us. Everybody's going to go there to get their pot because California cannot get their shit together. That's the bottom line. I mean, that's all I'm seeing more and more now.
Agreed.
Anyway, what else? What did you do?
This past weekend? Spend time with the family.
You have kids?
Yeah, I have three boys and a stepdaughter and relax with them. Went swimming, had some nice barbecue, and actually, I live in Huntington Beach, and there was a nice amount of fireworks. So I was actually
pretty
impressed.
Did you get to see, Elliot? Honey, you're not joining us today.
There's always good food around 4th of July. Yeah, well, good barbecue.
You can come
I love
and
barbecue.
Sit down.
So, for sure.
Yeah.
That time of year.
You can come and sit wherever you want.
Just hang out and enjoy some good company and some good food.
For sure.
It's always a good thing. Yeah, I hung out with some friends down in Mission Viejo. We went down to the street fair down in Lake Mission Viejo and saw the fireworks down there.
Nice.
And it was pretty good. You know, we had some of that
Elliot.
Street fair food, funnel cakes and stuff like that. That was
That's always
good.
Fun.
Yeah.
Elliot, hi.
Word.
Are you awake, honey? Did you just wake up? Are you dreaming? Are we in your dream?
No, I'm still suffering from
an
edible.
Still hungover from yesterday.
Oh, Mike. Tell us. You did an edible? How many?
I ate 3 of the can of candy lollipops.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
And I'm just rolled
over.
I'm so scared. I guess all you guys out there who wonder about hangovers, well, we have one today.
Mm-hmm.
From 3 pieces of candy that he was a pig.
Yeah.
And instead of eating one, he figured, I'm going to really fuck myself up and eat 3.
Yeah.
And what do you remember about yesterday?
We became firefighters.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And did you have hoses?
I know this is going to sound crazy, but and I won't say the name of the shop, but I just showed up at this shop, weed shop, right? And they just had all these fireworks. And it was like I was a kid in a candy store. And I just spent all my money on the fireworks. And
you're
then
so bad at that shit,
we popped them off. And then one of the fireworks went
so
out the side or something
back
or fell
home,
over.
Though?
Yeah. And it went to the dry brush, and there was like 10 of us going to put out.
Oh
these
my God!
How big did it get?
This is why.
Yeah, we were nervous for a moment.
This is why fireworks are bad
like
in California.
No.
Yeah,
they're bad in California because we have fires, and I don't want my house burning down because you're an idiot, you know, or just want to have some fun.
We had fun though.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I wish they had more designated areas and for that you could do that.
But why can't there's open fields? There's parks.
Well, I mean,
parks.
If
why
they were like, you know, places that were designated that didn't have any dry open brush, you know,
anything like that,
like a big dirt lot or something that people were allowed to do certain things.
Yeah, but
then
how
people
many
wouldn't
people
be in like
so
the back.
But they're stupid. They don't know how to do it right. They lose their fingers.
Yeah.
It blows up in their face.
Well, I saw in the news last night there was 3 kids that actually, one of them lost their hand.
See?
How he was doing it was he was taking like a Aquanet or some kind of
hairspray.
It on fire, was trying to light the fireworks and ended up the can
with
ended
the
up blowing
spray
up,
hairspray?
With the hairspray.
Ended
up blowing
you asked
up the,
for it.
It ended
it's,
up blowing
it's his
up the fire.
Fault.
You know what? I'm sorry, but
the majority of people aren't doing that.
No, I mean, if you're that stupid,
they're smoking a little bit of a pot, they're drinking some alcohol because it's murk
these
day,
are,
you know,
right.
And they're having fun, but no, we're not getting cans of.
I mean,
hairspray.
I used to be dumb with fireworks when I was a little kid.
Not with hairspray though, bro.
That's the next level.
I mean, we used to have even bottle
didn't
rocket
we, didn't,
wars.
Fellas, didn't we all call ourselves a pyro one day?
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Like,
you know what? It's a guy
reason,
thing. Girls don't do that.
None of you ever had bottle rocket wars.
No.
You know, where you light the bottle rocket and then you throw in there at each other and then they like hit each other.
This is why I'm glad I'm a girl.
Gives
no,
you big
they,
giant
they
welts
have the Roman candle.
Yeah,
wars.
Roman candles a little
bit.
Yeah,
we would do. Yeah, both. But
yeah.
Same thing.
Bottle rockets, not really. They'll blow up at the end. Roman candles just got to jump out of the way.
Yeah, welts and stuff. Take
oh
out
my
eyes.
God. I read the most incredible thing. Walmart.
What the fuck
store
is
that,
Walmart up to now?
The L.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I think
I don't even like Walmart.
Stoners.
I'm a fucking Target shopper. Ladies and gentlemen, shop at
Target.
Plug on
yeah.
Target.
But wait a minute.
You're welcome, Target.
Do you know what? Mm-hmm. Do you know what Walmart has now?
Okay. I don't even know.
A rosin press.
Oh, I think
a
I saw this.
A rosin press.
Oh, yeah.
A rosin press.
What?
Pull it up.
Only for online purchase.
If I could have taken a picture of my face just now.
Only for online purchase.
That's crazy.
Of course. But
really? Tell me more about it.
It's kind of like one of those things, like when Home Depot.
I'm pulling up the picture.
I think at some locations they still do actually
have
hydroponic setups for sale at Home Depot. Have you seen those?
Mm-hmm.
But
what else do you use a rosin press for besides rosin? Like, what is the other cooking applications?
They're calling it a rosin press. They're not saying it's anything else. They're just saying it's a rosin press. Now, I think they just want stoners to like them because they're getting ready for the big push.
Yeah, well, and technically, rosin is the one legal way to create extracts because you're not using any sort of gas or anything.
Has anyone had a rosin dab?
Yeah, so there's a big debate on rosin. Yeah, okay, really quick, as being an extract, owner myself, really quick.
Steve does.
Here's my output on rosin.
He's going to say it.
Yeah, just to qualify myself, I work with Alpine Solventless, which is a fractal
distiller company. I'm very familiar with Alpine.
And I've created my own extract company that's no longer in circulation because of the legalities of BHO. But so rosin is fully legal to extract and make. However, the thing is you have to be very careful about your material that you put in the rosin press because running the gas through the material. You're not killing any sort of pesticides or any sort of bacteria that may be on your plant. So
there's less filters in the process.
If you rosin press an outdoor plant that an animal or an insect has taken a dump on, you're pushing more lipids and fatty waxes into your end. It just hasn't been a totally refined process.
I mean, if you're pushing, you know, refined dry sift or hash,
that's a little different.
A little bit different, you know.
If you're doing it through certain screens that are fine micron,
you know, that you're keeping a lot of that held back. This is what I gotta say.
Go ahead, Al.
The salesperson for Rosinier. I'm looking at it on my phone right now.
Go ahead.
This is like the smart. Who do you think Walmart went to them, or do you think they came to Walmart?
I think Walmart went to them.
That's great.
Did they?
I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out. But
I don't think so. I don't think Walmart has the insight on the marijuana laws and everything going on to figure out that rosin is illegal.
Walmart is one of the largest retailers in the world, and it's known for selling everything under the sun.
But think about it. Did Coleman know that they were going to implode when BHO manufacturing took off in the United States? Coleman and Newport and Vector, they just sat there.
It even says here on the Walmart description, buy rosin manual rosin press dab machine.
Right.
So
press dab machine.
They're not making any.
It's totally legal.
Everybody, this is great.
Dabs are
only $300. So I'm going to go get one.
$300. You can squish $300 on the first day of getting it.
Oh, my God. I mean, I watched them do. I took a friend of mine who is. A medical cannabis patient to a dispensary, and he picked out his bud and they pressed it right there, and it's the same press. I'm hysterical that now Walmart has it and they know what they're
doing.
It's
a good pickup on the company. It's
well, we used to use hair straighteners.
Yeah, people used to use hair straighteners.
Still do.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's the rot.
So at my buddy's house the other day, and guess what? We went and chopped off a plant just alive as hell and pressed that mug and dabbed it.
Was it great? It was probably delicious. Fresh.
But the yield was probably tiny.
As much as I hate Walmart, I'm very impressed. I might be leaning toward maybe liking them. I don't know.
You're gonna like them just because you came out with
a business proposition that they made with another company. I hate them.
I'm itchy and scratchy for Target to come out with this.
Target's gonna have the bigger one. Target's gonna have like the 60-pound press or something.
Straight from like rosin tech.
Wait till Costco gets in the rosin press.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're gonna have the 120-pound one.
Sam's Club has them because Walmart and Sam's Club is the same place.
Makes sense.
True. Yeah.
So, if Walmart has them, you know that Sam's Club will have them because that's their shop, that's their store. Anyway, I don't know what to think. I think it's great that cannabis is out of the closet and into mainstream and into Walmart. And I'm excited that people can make their own rosin. I don't know. What do you guys think? Is that good or bad? I know nothing.
Jeff Sessions has no... It's unfair. Walmart versus Jeff Sessions.
Okay, hold that thought.
I went there.
Hold that thought, and we're going to come back. I just got the hook. We're going to come back and talk, and Elliot's going to tell us why he said what he said. And we're going to be back, and we're going to be talking with Sean Lerma and with our dab expert, Corey.
Are we going to go take a dab?
Yeah, a little dab will do you. We'll be right back with more Hot Pot Topics. You're listening to Hemp Radio and Patty Cakes. I'm here with Elliot, who's just trying to become alive. He had a very, very happy and safe, I might say, 4th of July, because he's with us today.
Yep. Good morning.
His body's here. And our friend Corey from Classic Concentrates is here, and he's going to talk to us in
What's
a minute.
What's up, everybody?
And we're so glad that he came, and he looks wide awake.
Yeah,
so
I'm thankful.
He didn't party as much as Elliot, or he does it better.
I doubt I could carry it that well. I kept it pretty mellow.
Our friend Sean Lerma is here with... it's such a long name.
Operation Compassionate Care.
OCC. OCC. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then why aren't we calling it OCC?
Because it reminds people of the community college. That's the first thing I thought. Like, I went to OCC.
You're part of the organization.
Wait, not everybody's from California that listens
to
our show.
You're right. Sorry about that.
But anyhow, Corey is doing something fabulous that we think that you guys would like to hear about.
That everybody should participate in. It's going to be an excellent event. It's in Santa Ana every month. It's
once a month.
Once a month. The exclusive sesh. It's going to be a private party, VIP setting, smoke sesh, where everyone who is, as of right now, a licensed medical cannabis user can attend. And
well, you know what Las Vegas said to that. They said, we don't really care. We're doing it now.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they
we don't have those
fast.
Kind of people in our government
not
that care
right now
about us.
Here. So we got to, you know, control things a little bit more here. They are going to have drinks available, so it is 21 and up. But we have a very cool setting going on. They're going to be serving medicated pizzas and medicated calzones. There's going to be lots of good non-medicated food also. The chefs that I'm working with on this event, they're five-star chefs.
Five-star? Yeah. Wait a minute. Five star with what?
No, seriously.
I love all the new five star cannabis chefs.
No. They're in the actual
chef business.
They're five star chefs. So not in the cannabis business outside of that.
I just wanted you to clarify that.
Yeah. They're really good cooks.
So the food's actually going to taste good instead of just get you high.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you'll get higher because you'll eat more.
Yeah.
When the food is good, you tend to eat more.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you're going to do what's it called again?
The Exclusive Sesh. So you can find us on Instagram. We're just Exclusive Sesh is our screen name. So go ahead and follow us. You can
they register online?
Yeah, so they can buy tickets on exclusivesesh.eventbrite.com. We are also in the process of building a website, exclusivesesh.com, to where you can keep up and follow with us on all the future events, and we'll have a calendar going.
Okay, so if news bulletin. I want to come there.
Yeah.
As a person. So is there an entrance fee or is there an admittance fee?
Yeah, so it is $25 at the door, but you can buy the tickets on Eventbrite for $20.
Okay.
So that does save you a little bit if you order the tickets
ahead
of time.
I want to be a sponsor, what if I want to be a sponsor?
Yeah, we have different sponsorships available, so contact us if you're interested in that at Exclusive Sesh or exclusivesesh@gmail.com. Send us an email. We'll send you all the vendor and sponsorship opportunities. And you know, it's a very affordable and good way to market yourself and get yourself out there in the heart of Orange
networking.
County. Yeah, exactly.
It's
right in the heart
also,
of Orange County.
Exactly.
There's going to be a lot of shops, you know, sending buyers and people just to attend and check it out.
What if you're a normal member?
Yeah, if you're a normal member.
Do they get like a special price?
Yeah, we can offer a discounted rate for normal members also because we're already doing discounted rates for vets actually.
Oh, nice.
We'll definitely extend that over to the normal family as well because we already have them.
There is no
them.
Normal family. I know, just keys.
Yeah. I mean, normal is actually a part of this. We're going to have a normal booth there as well, so. We're definitely trying to spread the awareness.
We're
going to
have this once a month.
Yeah.
You know, it was something that Hemp Radio talked about, is doing a Hemp Radio thing. I don't want to call it a sesh. I hate that name.
Yeah, I know.
It's
more of
it's
a social gathering.
It's not my style.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Like a mixer.
It's a mixer.
We're mixing the cannabis with, you know, the social atmosphere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're so excited. We're going to talk more about it later on in the show.
Great.
But we're going to talk about what our friend here is doing for our vets.
Yeah, Patty, I'm pretty excited not only to come here today, but also, you know, we just started about 6 weeks ago. We started a company.
I love to get them when they're brand new. I love to get the virgins because... Why are you laughing? You were a virgin once.
Because everybody was a virgin.
Yeah,
he was remembering
exactly.
His first time.
Now that you mentioned that, I'm really laughing.
See, this is why I love doing this show with my guys. I love it. Anyway, tell me what you're going to do, Sean. How are you helping veterans? There's a lot of groups out there, but what makes OCC stand out?
You know what? There are a lot of groups out there that help veterans, and some of them, when we actually came up with the idea of what we're doing, we looked up to. There are veteran organizations that actually give them the cannabis. Now, that's a great thing, but the problem is when the veteran organization isn't there, and then the veteran needs
right. Where do
to
they
medicate,
get their
where do they go?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So at that point, what we want to do is we provide them education first. We educate them about cannabis and teach them how to grow in their own home. Mm-hmm. We not only provide the education.
So I'm a veteran, mm-hmm. and I'm reaching out to you. Yep. I see your ad, Operation
Compassionate Care.
Yep. And I say, you know, I'm a veteran. I have PTSD, and I want to grow my own cannabis. So do I make an appointment? And I mean, how do we go about this?
This is a very easy thing to do. What you'll do is go to www.no2ptsd.org. And what we end up doing is you can go on there and you'll click on the veteran application. Once you click on the veteran application, there'll be a few questions that you answer. You have to upload a couple documents. Number one, we want to make sure that we are vetting the veterans to make sure they are veterans.
And also
make sure they had an honorable discharge. So we do require a form that's called the DD-214 or equivalent. So as long as they send in that form, we know who we're dealing with. And mm-hmm. that takes them to the second step. Then the second step, what we want to do is we have them upload a video. The thing is we have...
I like the verification process because I won't say the name, but there are some people in our industry who claim to be veterans and they were not.
Right. Yes. Right.
And I'll end it at that, but keep going.
Well, exactly.
Now that you said that, I do want to touch on something really quick. And what our organization is civilians and veterans joining forces to combat PTSD. Myself, I am not a veteran. We do have a couple of our directors are veterans. And so we all work together to be able to help veterans out.
Wait a minute. So what you're saying is, okay, I have Crohn's and pancreatitis, right? Mm-hmm. So I have that because of my ailment. So I can become a member?
Are you a veteran?
No, he just said veteran. It wasn't just veterans. He said civilians.
So there's not a membership to our... We're a nonprofit 501c3. So we're not on... We can only help out veterans. What I mean by everybody can help, because we're all helping to help these veterans have a better opportunity.
I understand.
What I love about it is
by donating,
they're not giving
support.
Them the yes. fish. They're teaching them how to fish.
Yeah. That's
they're
the
giving them the... They are providing the tools.
Yeah.
And so...
And for some of them, it's connecting the dots. You know, yes. a lot of these guys are highly educated, you know, really, you know, mechanically minded individuals and stuff. And once you get them going with this, it's like they can run for a while.
The beautiful thing about it is it's not only initially them being able to provide their own medicine for themselves so they're not financially strapped. That's the first thing we're trying to help out. But aside from that is, obviously, we know that the cannabis industry is booming all across the United States. Yeah. As these guys learn to grow themselves, they can obviously transition into doing it for themselves,
exactly.
getting into a job in the industry, so it's very beneficial. The other thing that's really, really good is
I think it's great for mm-hmm. the veterans. I really do.
And seniors like dealing with other seniors also, you know, so it's good for them to kind of build their own institutions within their own demographic, mm-hmm. you know, it's good for them.
No, it's great. And there's also a lot of veterans that we find, too, that are younger. I mean, they come back after a couple tours being in their, you know, late 20s, early 30s
That's
and
true.
Come back with
yeah,
all these
definitely.
Problems also. So
yeah,
it's,
I have a friend.
There's just the generational gap is so huge on the different amount of people and types of people that have already reached out to us. Mm-hmm. So it's actually...
And this is, you know, the better solution for them. You know, a lot of people tend to lean towards the pharmaceuticals or alcohol even. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a friend that struggled with alcoholism mm-hmm. after, you know, for his PTSD.
Well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to teach them how to grow, and they're going to get them off opioids.
Yep.
That's the ticket.
So mm-hmm. there's actually an article on our website that we wrote about all the different...
What's the website?
The website is no2ptsd.org, or you can go on operationcompassionatecare.org, either one, both the same website. One of the articles is really cool. What it does is talks about every single different prescription they prescribe for PTSD. There's one common side effect to everyone, and that is suicide. And then we wonder why that every single day above more than 20 veterans, 20 22 a day are committing suicide, and another 22, almost 50 a total every single day are committing opiate overdose. So a total of 50 veterans a day are dying. Mm-hmm. And so what we've tried to do is try to, if we can reduce that by one, by teaching a veteran how to produce his own medicine, get him off the opiates, and now he's able to take care of himself and be self-sufficient forever.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's why I think this is great, because they have to do it themselves, and it gives them something to do. Mm-hmm. And it teaches them a new skill in a booming industry.
Corey mentioned something too that was really cool, something that when we actually set the guys up, we weren't sure. We made like how-to videos on how to set up, because we provide them with a 3x3 tent and how to set up the tent, how to set everything up. We didn't know how. We were amazed. These guys, they know how. They're very mechanically inclined, like you said, Corey. So, I mean, they set this thing up, got it all set up quicker than we probably would have done it our first time. Mm-hmm. For sure. So, every patient that we have now that we're working with, all the veterans that we have we're working with, they have been very successful. What we've also done is try to make it very simple for them. Mm-hmm. So we have like a hot soil on the bottom, like a compost, and then we use Fox Farms on top, which all they have to do is pH their water and use regular
pee in their water.
pH. No, not pee in their water.
If you pee in your water,
it will affect the pH.
Yeah.
But you'd have to re-pH your water after you did that. But so we try to make it really simple for them so they could be a first-time grower and, mm-hmm. and be successful in their first endeavor.
I like that.
What I you said that you are a real nonprofit through the government.
Yes.
And when I said, what does that mean? What does that have to do with anything?
What that means is there's a lot of different types of nonprofits out there. Pretty much in the state of California right now, the way you're supposed to operate as a collective is supposed to be under a nonprofit business, right? Mm. The difference is we are a 501c3 nonprofit, which is exactly like Wounded Warriors, like a church. So we can actually, we're a nonprofit that is recognized through the IRS. And our whole goal is, what we're really trying to do is build corporate donations. Yeah. We have worked out with a local company here in Orange County called 55 Hydro. What they do is are doing a point of sale system for us, kind of like you go into Petco. They ask you at the end if you would like to donate.
Right.
So that we're doing the same thing with these people. What we really want to do is grow that business, not just in the cannabis industry, but across the board. Because let's be real, as more and more people start changing their mind about the medicinal benefits and how people could benefit, corporate businesses can also benefit. We can dangle the carrot for the corporate businesses and give them what they want is money, but we really just want to help people.
Yeah, it's a lot about, you know, distributing and pushing out the information.
Yes.
And it takes a lot of soldiers in a way to do that.
For sure.
And power in numbers.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not cheap to do that. So
yeah, I mean, we started about 6 weeks ago. We're funding everything ourselves. So we're about $60,000 into it, me and a couple of my partners, and we are funding everything 100% ourselves.
Yeah, so it's important to get other people involved for sure.
That's a beauty.
As soon as possible.
Well, especially once they see what we're doing and they see the veterans that we've been helping, that's the most important.
Now, are you indoor, outdoor, whatever works for them? I mean, are you...
No. So we're only indoor. We want to keep it indoor. We only do the legal amount, 6 plants. So we do a 3x3 tent with 6 plants in it.
So you have it down to a science. It's like a shop in a box.
If you guys go to our website, at no2ptsd.org, you can look at our services, and it shows what the educational services are. It literally shows not only detailed list of the package, what we provide, but it even shows pictures of everything we provide in the package. The great thing is we also provide that financial resource forever, for life.
That's them with, like, say, resources for, you know, pest control and
everything, 100%. So what we do is we provide them for life. So if they need a new light in 6 months, a year, when they need a new light, they get a new light. They need they need new nutrient. I mean, they need new soil, because they're going to need that every 3 months, because this soil needs to be replenished. Mm-hmm. We're going to send them out new soil. We also offset their electric bill $50 for life. Nice. Once again, providing them a solution and taking care of these guys, not
incredible.
Just today, but forever.
Yeah.
Well, here's their
grow
pack.
The benefits I've heard so far is amazing.
Listen, Corey, here's the package that they get. A 3x3 foot grow tent, a 350-watt grow light, a light timer, odorless carbon filter, a 4-inch inline exhaust fan, 4-inch ducting, 3x3 foot drain plan, 6 fabric grow pots, a surge protector, 3 bags of potting soil, 6 bags of hot soil. What's hot soil?
Hot soil is more of a compost. Mm-hmm. What it is so they don't have to use any nutrients, and they can just use that water and go through their whole grow with just using water. So.
And they get a moisture meter and a pH tester. I think that's incredible. So far, you guys are paying for all this yourself.
Yes, 100%.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so you need to reach out to the soil companies. You need to reach out to everybody involved in these products.
Everybody involved in these products. Also, we're reaching out to businesses, any kind of business. I don't care what kind of business you have. If you have a point of sale system.
That's the thing, because you guys aren't exactly connected with cannabis,
no,
so to say.
Nothing.
We're connected with education and resources.
Right, exactly. Right.
So you need to be out there in the other industries and pulling, you know, other resources.
That's a goal, because it kind of helps legitimize. We are in the cannabis industry.
Have you dealt with a lot of the hydroponic companies?
Okay. Yeah, we have an account with 55 Hydro, and they're doing our point of sale system. We set them up a couple weeks ago. Our goal is to,
and they're a great shop right there off what's 55 right. and Edinger.
55 and Edinger, great shop. Yeah. Sherry's the general manager there. She's awesome. They're very family orientated shop. Mm-hmm. You know, they really care about their people.
We have an account with them.
Oh, that's awesome. What's most important to us is they were really, really willing to help the veterans, and obviously that's when it's all said and done. That's what we do. So,
awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
How many vets are you currently working with, or how are they getting to you? Word of mouth right now?
So,
'cause you're new.
Yeah, we're new. So initially it was word of mouth. We have one guy that's about 2 months in, and everything is going great. We have another guy we're starting up in 2 weeks. We have about 10 to 12 people that have contacted us on social media that are in different parts of the vetting process. It's kind of crazy. We launched 6 weeks ago on Facebook around Memorial Day, and we have 9,500 followers on Facebook.
Nice.
So it kind of blew up pretty quick. And
wow.
And so we are getting a lot of people contacting us and wanting to, you know, wanting our services. What we're really excited about is the potential. Right now, we're only allowed to provide the grow setups in the states where it's legal, obviously. But in the other 30 states, we can actually do CBD. So that's what's really cool. We're looking also if there's a CBD, company out there, a hemp company that produces a lot of CBD who is interested in helping veterans, we would love to partner up
with them.
Oh, to
yeah,
be able to provide those that CBD to the other
a lot
30
of CBD
states, because it's legal in all states.
Yeah, there's a lot of CBD companies out there. Mm-hmm. I haven't been tracking the time, Steve, so I'm assuming that you are you still with us? And we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk more with our fabulous guest, Corey with Classic Concentrates, and Steve with
OCC.
And not
Sean
Orange.
OCC.
I mean,
don't worry, Steve's one of our directors,
hey,
too.
We'll be right back.
Steve and Sean.
Roll another. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could've cheated and I could've passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da.
I
gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La la la. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, 'cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La la la. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your too, but then I got high. Now I'm and I know why. Yeah, because I got high.
Keep
going. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Come on, man. Come on.
Go. Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go. Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, 'cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Present tense,
baby. I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I don't know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, 'cause I'm high. 'Cause I'm high. 'Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. I was asleep at the wheel. Elliot, are you awake, honey?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, your eyes are open. I'm so excited. Elliot had too much fun this holiday, but he's alive and well, and we're very excited. Corey with Classic Concentrates is with us, and also Sean Lerma with
OCC Operation Compassionate Care.
Operation Compassionate Care. OCD. That's what I was thinking. OCD.
No.
Wait, Elliot. Didn't you say you had some news or there was something you wanted to talk about before we went back to what we were saying?
I asked this question off the air, and then maybe I should have asked it earlier, but I'm going to ask it right now. Okay, so we were talking about what you do, and you help veterans, and how you guys are self-funded, and I was thinking the whole time is why?
Why?
And I don't know if I want to sound negative, but
no,
it doesn't make sense. Like, why? Like, I get out of bed to make money. I'm not getting out of bed to, like, just do
help
shit
people.
I do want to help people.
No, I know, but I still
maybe,
have to pay
maybe
my...
I'm wrong, but I want my man to explain that to all the listeners who maybe were thinking the same thing as me. Let's say the end result pays off, and maybe that's what I'm not understanding, you know?
It's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. So it's kind of crazy how everything happened. I do jiu-jitsu. So last year in November, I had surgery on my knee. I had an ACL surgery. I had a cadaver put in. So I was off for a month.
Oh.
So prior to that, I had a construction business, and I lost my business in 2010, and I was working for one of my buddies as a sales manager. Did pretty good financially. Didn't have any issues there. I was off for the month of November. During that month is when pot became legalized in California. Went to one of my buddy's house, who's one of the directors, talked to him, he has a collective, and he's like, man, now that it became legalized, we should start actually doing like a consulting service and teaching people how to grow. That would be awesome. And we talked about that, didn't talk anything more. A week later, I hit him up and said, hey, but were you serious about what we were talking about the other day? We need to sit down and have a little more of a conversation on that. We sat down, talked about it. Got the conversation started getting a lot deeper. His girlfriend, her dad has his stepdad has PTSD and TBI. He's right. Our other director. He's our other partner. 29 years in the military, 4 tours. The guy was there at Black Hawk Down. Okay, to give you perspective of who we're in. The real deal. And so he started. He didn't want to smoke because he's command sergeant major. He's the highest enlisted guy you can be. So he started.
But he wanted to help.
But you know, initially he needed to help himself.
Yeah.
He would only eat the chocolates.
Oh, okay.
So and his son also, which is her brother, 3 tours. He has PTSD. He has it so bad he barely even leaves the house. Uh-huh. All he does is play video games with a lot of his friends online because that's where he kind of feels comfortable. It's just comfortable.
Yeah.
So that when we all talked about that, that's what made us all kind of think like, wow, this is a huge void. Once we realized that 50 soldiers
there's a real problem.
Dying, the 50 soldiers were dying every single day, whether it be from suicide or opiate overdose. most of it related to PTSD. That's when we figured that we wanted to do something to make a change. Me personally, I think it has to do with a few things. I lost my brother in 2002. I lost my sister last year. I don't have any more siblings. I have three boys and a stepdaughter. For me, it's about my legacy, man. I was 20 years old. You asked me when I was 20 years old, 22, what's your legacy? Hey, for number one, I probably would have asked you, what is a legacy? And if you would have told me what a legacy was, I would have probably said, hey, I just cleared a 4-foot chamber, man. I can do it, right? That's my legacy. But now my legacy is I want to help people. I don't know when I'm going to pass away. It could be tomorrow. It could be in 6 months or 10 years. But when I go, my children are going to know that my life was dedicated to helping people. And luckily, I found myself in a good financial situation where I could do this because I haven't worked since January, but I'm still getting paid every week. So that's how I'm able to fund this and make this happen. So really, I kind of risked my whole life where I'm at right now at 41 to make this happen because it's about something bigger than myself, man. And that's a reality.
It's inspiring.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And I applaud what you guys are doing. I think it's fabulous. And I think that anybody veteran now, do you have any women?
We don't have any women in the organization. I mean,
okay, girls, come on.
There's definitely, they're helping out right now. The thing is this, because of where we are right now, we're funding it. We can get a lot of people involved, but it's
how are you going to take care of them?
How are we going to compensate them right now? So right
exactly.
now, we're
you're limited.
We are limited.
You might get a volunteer. Go to like the Women Grow and just
get volunteers.
Actually, I know Ellen Brown.
Okay.
Yeah, we're and she's a veteran. We're planning on going if we can get down there to the New England Veteran Alliance. We're thinking about hopefully if we can get down there in August and go sit in on one of their meetings and talk with them because they're very similar in what they do. They grow and give the vets pot a little bit different, but very very similar in what our views are. So we're definitely excited about that.
Fabulous, absolutely fabulous. And what else do you want to give your website again? And
so it's the easiest one is www.2 PTSD.org. We're also going to be at the Canagrow Expo in Denver, Colorado on the 28th. We'll have a booth
very
there.
Cool.
It's really cool. We're actually bringing one of the doctors from Huntington Beach, a medicinal cannabis doctor, Ari. He's going to come with us and do like Ask a Doctor. So if anybody has
fabulous.
Any questions on how cannabis affects them or dosages, he can kind of talk to them and help them with that also.
Very, very cool. Hey, Al, do you have anything you wanted to say? Is there any kind of news out there that we should know about?
Well, it does reduce migraines.
What, honey?
Cannabis. It was another study out of the European, hold on, I'm pulling the article back up. Somewhere in Europe, they have a council, and it was the Italian researchers who actually determined this, and it was their third clinical trial. So they've done this twice before. And it's a fact. It reduces migraines.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely anti-inflammatory properties.
Oh, sure. Sure. We definitely know all that. I mean, it's great.
And then just as big as there is a push to, have reefer madness, to have half America think it's some craziness, normal is having their own thing to kind of counteract that, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. Pushing...
I guess they have some new blood, some new fire, and they're really doing stuff over there. And then one thing I found out as I was reading this article, and it says, cannabis tea helps with pain.
Yeah.
Wouldn't cannabis edibles help with pain? What the
hell?
It all does.
Everybody says nothing.
No, but this article says tea.
Well, who wrote the article?
It's on the normal website.
Well, what are they making the tea out of?
Pot leaves.
Yeah, I mean there's probably more CBD.
Can you make pot coffee?
You can make pot anything.
Props to ganja grinds.
Whatever.
Just the leaves.
But right now, do you have any other news?
No, that's about it.
Well, my big concern is that the police are hunting for a half-naked cross-dressing man leaving pantyhose and women's underwear on cars in broad daylight. And Elliot, where do you think this is happening?
Florida. Hope it's not anywhere around here.
Florida.
It's Florida.
High five.
Florida. It's always Florida. I love them in Florida. It's hysterical.
Them crazy.
There's a picture, and it's not pretty.
Where is he getting all these garments from?
Maybe he garments. Steals them.
Does
maybe
he buy them from Walmart?
Clotheslines?
Oh, he's definitely a Walmart chopper.
Yeah.
He is definitely. wait a minute.
Target ain't having that.
That's where, like, a lot of the Walmart stores are.
In parking lots. This, here's a picture of him. Look at him. He has orange shorts on and pantyhose. Well, I mean, we know he's a perv. And the policeman said, we need to identify him before this escalates to a more serious
situation.
How could
situation. You miss him?
What does that mean?
I mean...
to be so bold. I mean, come on. I love him. I mean, this is hysterical that they can't catch him. Look at him.
Wait, they saw
I think
him,
people
him?
See him and they don't want to catch him. I'd run the other way.
Right. Oh, I'd be chasing him. Really? I would definitely chase him with my camera. Definitely. Anyhow, this is what's happening in our favorite state. And also, there was another thing. This is unbelievable. This man got hit by a bus. I watched the video.
Oh, I saw that.
And he got up and walked into the bar.
That was in England, right?
Yes. Walked straight to the pub. I mean, it shows him getting hit.
How fast was the bus driving?
Oh, fuck.
Ads. Ads.
I don't want to see the Toyota ad. That's what you have to watch. Oh, that's the
But was the bus band? Driving fast? Was it 20, 30?
It
kind of
clipped
30?
Him. It'd probably say probably 15, 20, but it kind of clipped him in a weird way. It seemed like it kind of pushed him.
A man was struck by an out-of-control bus, but managed to walk it off and head straight to the pub.
Yeah, the crazy thing is how he pulled it off. After he fell, he walked up and literally didn't worry about
nothing.
Himself and just walked right in to
so
get his beer.
I'm saying he was drunk before he got to the pub.
No, he probably had a warrant for his arrest, and then he didn't want anyone coming to know his name.
He walked right into the pub.
That's what I'm saying.
People had pictures
hey,
of him.
He had common sense to know, I don't need the police over here.
Everything's fine. This calls for a beverage. Let's have a drink.
You know what's weird is how they
hysterical.
Write the article, you know?
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
The out-of-control bus. You know, you had me thinking the bus was going like 55 miles per hour.
Well, an out-of-control bus is a bus that... It's not going the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, isn't manned by the operator. I don't know. Just
was the guy
going.
In the street?
He was crossing the street.
He was on the sidewalk.
Oh,
he?
Okay. I got you now.
It was like a turn. He was on the sidewalk, and the bus came and kind of clipped
get
him.
Back. Okay. Out of control bus, but managed to walk it off. But he was hit by a purple bus, if anybody cares. The bus was purple. I love purple. He is catapulted across the sidewalk as debris fills the street. Got up, dusted himself
I mean,
off,
that makes
and
it
marched
sound pretty
straight
brutal.
To the purple turtle. Oh, my God. A purple bus. Is everything purple in England?
If I was catapulted,
England?
I wouldn't just go to the pub.
I mean, that's all.
Go to the
that's,
hospital.
That's all it says. Right. He went straight to the pub.
He had that's a pretty good dismount, too. He just literally, almost when they hit him, it almost seems like he finished walking right into the pub.
Right, yeah. Right. Oh, my God. Does anybody have anything else that they want to say? I think we've had too much vacation. I'm kind of like, we're foggy today. And it has nothing to do with our listeners. It has to do with us. I'm sure you're feeling the same way. I'm in a fog.
I feel definitely a little foggy.
A little foggy, but I just want to touch again on our event that we have every month coming up, the exclusive sesh here in Orange County in Santa Ana. It's going to be a really
Where do
nice...
they find it? Is it on? Did you say you have a Facebook?
We have an Instagram going right now. The Instagram name is Exclusive Sesh. You can find us on Eventbrite at exclusivesesh.eventbrite.com. You can purchase the tickets through there. And we're in the process of building a website currently also. If you are a vendor or you're interested in sponsoring the event, please contact us at exclusivesesh@gmail.com. And we'll get you all that information. And if you're interested in going, definitely pre-order your tickets on Eventbrite because that saves you
oh,
a little bit
gonna
of money.
Oh, it's
going to
sell
there.
Out.
Yeah.
It's going to plus
definitely.
Is it cheaper on Eventbrite?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Very
it's cheaper
good.
To order the tickets ahead of time.
Thank you
it's
so much.
$25 at the door.
And you'll come back and tell us
Eventbrite.
How it's going.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We'll give updates all the time.
Thanks, Corey. And Sean, anything else you want to say?
I just want
to
say,
reaching out to those vets out there, get in touch with
all all the vets out there. If you guys have any questions, go to our website. If you guys do need help in all 50 states, upload your DD-214 and then also upload your video. So one of the things that we also want the vets to do is upload a video telling them why they need our services. What it allows us to do is find the people who have the most need and kind of pick who we
right,
need
prioritize. Right, right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, and
so prioritize. Everything is limited. You got to do it. You know,
so definitely open
by who needs it the most.
Yep, send in your video and definitely also donations and any other brick and mortar businesses out there that would be interested in doing the point of sales donation system.
And for all of our listeners out there, go join your local chapter of Normal. Go
Thank
to
you.
normal.org, normal.org. Just go type in your city, call the phone number, and get involved.
Yeah. Hey, become an activist. Awesome.
Become an activist. Anyway, listen to hempradio.com. There we have over 240 episodes. Check us out. Like us. Go to Facebook.
Instagram. We have a website, too.
Well, we kind of have a
website. www.hempradio.com.
Thank you. And on that note,
get at us.
It's time to blow this joint.